My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about what Intuit's $12 billion acquisition of MailChimp means. But let me add some context here first. So MailChimp is an ESP or an email service provider, and they started in 2001. A lot of people know who they are. They use them. MailChimp could, their competitors would be like a ConvertKit or a Constant Contact or ActiveCampaign. There's a lot of these different tools out there. Intuit is a publicly traded company, most commonly known for QuickBooks. They also own TurboTax and Mint.com. So Neil, you want to go first?
Yeah. So what Intuit more so is trying to do with MailChimp is, if you think about their product suite, they target a lot of SMBs. And if you're SMB, you usually send emails if you're making some sort of money. And the way Intuit's looking at this is it just expands their SMB offering, whether it's marketing services or design services or accounting services. But their whole goal is to provide SMBs everything they really need so that way they can be successful. And I think it's a smart move because MailChimp's freemium model brings in hundreds and thousands of users every single month that could also be cross-sell to all their other products. I thought that was really smart for them.
Yep. I want to talk about it also from the context of MailChimp side, because this is the largest acquisition ever for a bootstrapped company based on kind of, you know, pitch book data that's out there. So this does give hope to a lot of bootstrappers out there where there's a couple of levels here. MailChimp first started out as a design and development firm, and they actually weren't, they were doing okay. They weren't doing like, I don't even think they hit seven figures, right, in revenue. And Ben Chestnut, the CEO, he continued to evolve over time as CEO. So one thing I'll say is they started with this launchpad business first, an agency, then they moved into MailChimp. And when they first started charging, it wasn't even SaaS yet. This was, they didn't even do a subscription. It was like they were getting checks coming in from people and they're like low dollar checks. Eventually they leveled up into learning subscription and they became a SaaS company before SaaS was even a thing. And then the other thing I'll add too is that they started in 2001. So it's a 20-year journey. So when you think about your business, you think about how to think in decades instead of years. And so I think the Bill Gates quote is like, most people underestimate what they can do in decades, but they overestimate what they can do in a year. So a lot of different lessons there, really, on both sides.
So if you are, you know, thinking about your company and how you can grow, if you're bootstrap and a potential exit option for you, just think about who you can also align with and how you can help their company grow. Most businesses, when they do acquisitions, they don't want 1 + 1 = 2. They want 1 + 1 = 3. Example of this is Intuit makes all their money doing their accounting and bookkeeping, the other services. If they can cross promote to MailChimp users, they'll make more money there. And if they own MailChimp, all those users can also start selling or buying their other products and services, which creates a much bigger effect than each of those divisions of staying separately and not cross promoting.
Yep. The final two things from my side, you know, I've heard from internet marketers before when I've talked about different groups like YPO and EO, they're like, oh, I don't need that. I can just hire a coach whenever I need and take an hour of their time or whatever. And that's not necessarily the right way to think about it, because you're actually, it's a different type of setup. Paying coaches one-on-one, that's a different thing. That's a learning experience. But when you go to a peer group scenario where you have like-minded thinkers that are trying to do very impactful things, it levels up your thinking. And Ben, the co-founder of MailChimp, he was really against that in the early days, right? Or not really against it, but not really open to it. He thought, you know, he knew what he was doing. He had to focus on his business. And it wasn't until way later when he's actually speaking at conferences where he got to interact with these peer groups, where he understood the value of them, right? So nobody is above peer groups. People might say they are, they think they are, but I think that's broken thinking, because you're constantly looking for people to challenge your thinking. You're looking for perspectives. That's one thing. The second thing I'll say is, when you think about bootstrapped versus raising money, Ben had many opportunities. Many VCs were knocking on his door because his metrics were so good, but he just kept deferring, delaying, and never really raised money. And so it's a good outcome for him. But some people on Twitter are chirping right now about how, oh, he should have given equity to his people, right? There's two levels of thinking here when it comes to incentives. If you are bootstrapped, you incentivize people through profit sharing or maybe through bonuses, right? And you can even have a, you know, if the company sells, you can have an additional incentive there. Now, if you are VC funded, you're likely going to give out equity. You might carve out 10, 15, 20% on the cap table for your people, right? And so there's two schools of thinking here, but what I like about equity is that there's long-term thinking there, right? And then when you think about kind of profit sharing, it's more short-term. Now, there are different ways to think about incentives here, and there's two schools of thought, but you might be able to merge these and make something creative for yourself. So go to marketingschool.io/live, that's L-I-V-E. Our live event is happening now in Miami, November 7th through the 9th. It's going to be at an amazing spot. It's going to be outdoors, by the way. And we have a lot of amazing local entrepreneurs and people from around the world coming. So great speakers as well. Go to marketingschool.io/live, that's L-I-V-E, and we will catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.